Today, I'm not giving you a strategy for children, but a strategy instead to have more serenity and joy in your own life. I used to think I would be happy when I had that new car, when I got to be a teacher, when I was married, when I got another college degree. Yeah, those things brought me happiness, but it wasn't enduring happiness. It was just for the first days or weeks after reaching that goal. And now I've learned that true happiness is not what we go searching for, but it's for looking at the things we already have around us and feeling gratitude for it. I'm not saying not to have goals to go for. I think those are good and I have them. But for real inner happiness, look at the smiles of the children you teach. Look at co-teachers. Feel the hug of a loved one. Really look at someone you love and think about how lucky you are to have that person in your life. Look at your health, whatever it is. I have some days as I age where I have challenges, but I can still look at what's working good. On a trip, and this is a story I want to tell you because it impacted me so much. On a trip some years ago, I was invited to a distant cousin's home. I'd never even really met them. They were real poor, and they lived in an apartment building that some would describe as a tenement with just other apartments packed in. But there was so much joy in that home. They had 5 children, and they invited me to dinner, which was just a couple fish sticks and frozen French fries for each person. And the dad asked the children what they did at school that day for others. The children were all ages, from a tinier one, a preschooler, up, going up. And the kids took turns talking about the acts of kindness they did for someone else. I couldn't believe it. One child said she shared her sandwich, and I figured, well, they don't have a lot of food. And she was so proud. And all of them were so proud. And everyone at that table was so full of joy and love. Happiness in that home was in the big and little things. So this Labor Day weekend, I wish you much joy in the big and little things. And my next message will be Tuesday, September 3rd. In honor of Labor Day, we will be having a sale in our teacher boutique. Woo! So enjoy shopping in there. And always remember, you are a difference maker.